Surviving narcissistic abuse leaves you with a unique set of trauma responses that you would not get to see in other trauma survivors. By other trauma survivors, I mean survivors of other forms of trauma, like poverty, or surviving a car accident, or war. That is different. And unfortunately, the diagnostic criteria for post-traumatic stress in DSM, which is Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, it's different. There are all the typical symptoms. Typical symptoms are hypervigilance, anxiety, stress, hyperarousal, nightmares, flashbacks, stuff like that, which you also experience. But that doesn't talk about, that diagnostic criteria does not include atypical symptoms like cognitive dissonance, trauma bonding, chronic self-doubt, and other symptoms alike. Which is why today in this episode, we're going to go deep and talk about 5 signs you may be struggling with post-narcissistic abuse stress disorder. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe before we begin. I'm your host, Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Before we get started with number one, I have an extremely important announcement for you. I am doing a workshop on how to break a trauma bond with a narcissist in 5 practical steps. This workshop is happening on March 2nd and 9th, and I only do it twice a year. In this workshop, I'll teach you how you get trauma bonded and what do you exactly need to break it and to never look back. If you are interested in booking a spot, click the I button above or the link in description right now. Number one, trauma bonding and cognitive dissonance. These two are atypical symptoms, meaning you would not get to see these in other trauma survivors like war veterans or accident earthquake survivors. Trauma bonding happens because of the hot and cold nature and behavior of the narcissist. It has been described as a bond of Herculean strength. It is a form of addiction, you can call it that. And you want to leave the narcissist, but simultaneously you feel like you can't live without them. So you keep going back again and again. You are fed up of that, but you do not know how to break the cycle. This is a trauma symptom. Along with that comes cognitive dissonance, which is basically like inner splitting. One part of you knows the narcissist's bad side, the monstrous side that you're afraid of, yet the other part is still like, maybe he or she is not that bad. And then you have those good memories. And when you remember them, you zoom in. They become magnified and you have a euphoric recall, which is like everything bad gets whitewashed and you only remember the good parts. And then you start missing them, which leads to emotional dissonance, emotional confusion. And then you go back. This inner compartmentalization sandwiches you between these two experiences, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde side of the narcissist, and you are always doubtful of who you are dealing with, which is why you are here. You go everywhere to seek answers for questions like, am I truly dealing with a narcissist? What if he is not a narcissist? What if it is just me? What if I am the narcissist? And so on. Number two, a very important sign. You cannot trust not only other people, but yourself as well. The narcissist has really hurt your sense of self, your intuition. They have disconnected you from it. You cannot trust your own decisions because the narcissist has convinced you that you are not thinking correctly, your beliefs are wrong, your emotions are wrong, your perception of your reality, of them and the environment are totally wrong. So you do not know if what you're feeling is the right feeling, if what you're thinking is the right way to think, and so on. You cannot trust other people because you have been betrayed in the most painful way. I say narcissistic abuse, trauma, and betrayal are the worst forms of betrayal one can ever experience. And that is not an exaggeration because this person betrays you right from the moment you meet them. Right from the moment they start love bombing you. Betrayal does not happen when they cheat on you or when they sleep with somebody. No, that is just one of the overt forms of it. But betrayal happens when they lie to you, when they promise you a la-la land, when they promise you all the things they never intend to offer you, when they show you a side of themselves that does not exist, when they give you all the things you want without intending to continue that giving, when they tell you all the bad things about yourself that are not true, that are not your reality, it is just nothing but projection. And when they discard you, leave you, after convincing you that you are the cause of every single problem. This is a mega, mega betrayal that I'm talking about here. So naturally, you won't be able to trust other people. You know, it's not just in the romantic context. In any context, trusting people is one of the most painful things to do for you right now. Is that correct? Is that what you're struggling with? Can you relate with it? Let me know in the comments. Number three, and one of the most commonly struggled with issue. You face a lot of psychosomatic issues. Your body is screaming, crying, yelling, showing you that you are in a lot of pain. Your brain may tell you a different story, but your body knows what the truth is. You have gut issues. You have IBS. You have inflammatory bowel disease. You might have all sorts of allergies that you never had before. You have rosacea, probably acne, urticaria, inflammation of all the organs. You might have autoimmune disorders, pains and aches of all sorts. Your nerves are always crying, always tense, always traumatized. Your legs are hurting. You're numb all over the body. You have eye problems. I mean, I can go on and give you the list of things that doctors tell you do not have an organic cause in your case. They don't know why you have these issues. They might tell you, oh, it is stress. It is not just any stress. It is the stress that is sitting next to you, the narcissist that you sleep with, eat with, the person who abuses you day in and day out, the person that you need to remove from your life. That is the biggest sign. If you want to know what's going on in your life, listen to your body. Your body should be able to show you a clear picture of how you are being treated and how stressful your environment is. Number four, you isolate a lot. Groups, crowds are really big triggers for you. You even isolate from the people you love or want to be around. Why? Because you have been internally isolated from yourself. The narcissist disconnected you from you. I say it all the time and it's deep. Think about that. The narcissist disconnected you from your emotions, from your thoughts, from your joy, from your happiness, and replaced it with misery, with their own voice that keeps tormenting you still. Everything you say, everything you do gets questioned by that voice and you blame yourself. Oh, that it was my fault. I shouldn't have said that. You're afraid of getting triggered because whenever you're around people, you're afraid of saying something wrong and getting yelled at, screamed at, or being told you're crazy or you're tormenting the other person. You're afraid of other people's emotions. It's too much to notice and to work with, to deal with, and to filter. That's why you prefer isolation. It feels like depression, but you're not depressed. It's just that you're afraid of getting triggered. Moreover, you're grieving. You don't know how to be around people. You have lost that capability. It's temporary, but that's true. You've lost your capability, and it is going to take some time for it to come back. Sign number five, and the most significant sign. You struggle with rumination a lot. Rumination in itself is a manifestation of freeze response. You're always thinking, how did that happen? Why did I allow that to happen? How could I be that stupid? Why did he or she treat me that way? How could they be that bad? And then you are going over and over those memories. You're trying to get some kind of closure for yourself. You're trying to make some sense of what happened to you because you're still bamboozled. You're shocked and you are still fragmented internally. One part of yours is struggling with the others and you're trying to integrate all these fragmented aspects of yours. Rumination shows that there is a lot of trauma stuck in your body and you have been violated in all ways imaginable. Rumination is the sign of deep, deep sadness that you're struggling with and you do not know how to put it in words. Rumination shows that you are trying to move on, but you cannot cut the chains of the past. And for you to truly overcome this rumination, you have to learn how to sit with your body and feel the feels, but in a very controlled way, in a way you can tolerate and let go of those memories, let go of those emotions that are stuck within so that they don't haunt you in your thoughts or in your nightmares. Those were the five signs of post-narcissistic abuse stress disorder. Did you relate with any of those? Did you find any of these in your life? I mean, do you struggle with any of these? If yes, drop your answers in the comments below. That was it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.